الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد يقول الله عز وجل من بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشروا المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We have not created this universe in jest. There is a reason and a maqsad for creating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. The purpose of all of this creation, the whole universe, is that these two mukallaf, the ins and the jinn, they become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says further on that he does not them gather rizq for him, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides rizq. So the purpose of us in this world is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is as He was, and He's going to be as He is. The qualities that He has, they are as they were, and they are going to be as they are. The human being is always in change. He doesn't know, now he knows. And then tomorrow he becomes old, he starts to forget. He is weak, then he becomes strong. Then later on, he becomes weak. He has no mention in this earth. Then Allah creates him. A time will come, he will have no mention. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator. Before the creation, the quality of creating is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before creating. And with creating, He does not become a better creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider, is the razak. Before the marzuq, before the one who's provided. And with providing, He does not become a better provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower. He was the all-knower. And before that, it was not preceded by not knowing. And he will still become the all-knower. عِلْمُهُ أَحَاطَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. His knowledge encompasses everything. قُدْرَتُهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has the ability to do everything. Everything is his. Everything is in his control. He is the king before kingdom. Other peoples, time on this earth, whether they're president, whether they're king, it comes to expire. It has to have people behind it. It has to have an army behind it. Probably it is brought about by votes. And maybe, an uprising brings it to an end. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingdom, it is a kingdom without kings. It is a kingdom without armies. It is a kingdom that has no beginning or an end. It is a kingdom even without subjects. Allah is the king. Allahu Akbar. When everybody will be dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, those people used to claim, where are the kings? And where are the sons of the kings? And there will be no answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reply Himself, says, today the kingdom, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, belongs to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the subduer. Whatever He wants must come to being. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. When you want something, it has to be willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His will is not controlled by biology, not controlled by physics. There are no laws that forces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He wants, أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Whatever He wants, it is between kaf and noon. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He only wills it, and it becomes. When he wants to make something, he does not need things. When we want to do something, a wooden box, we need wood. A metal box, we need metal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, He created the earth without earth. He created the sky without sky. He created the water without water. He created the human being who is made of flesh, bones, blood. Without those materials, Allahu Akbar. When He wants, He wills it, it becomes. He's not confined with time. He's not confined with space. He is the creator of time. He is the creator of space. He is not described by time. He is the beginning. He is the first without no beginning. He is the last without no end. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when He wanted Himself to be known, He started creating. And the people who are obliged, or the people who are, they have to bring this kind of recognition, are these two beings, the ins and the jinn. This is the first wajib that we have. It is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? And that is why the first question that was posed to us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? In Arabic, the mother, she is called Rabbul Bayt, the Rabb of the house. And the father is called Rabbul Usra, the Rabb of the family. Because everything that deals with them comes back to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not the one who created you and the one who sustains you and looks after you? If it is made, it is because of me. If it is broken, it is because of me. Am I not your everything? Is not your world revolved around me? And everybody then, even Fir'aun, they said, yes, Ya Allah, you are. But that was not the place of test. This is the place of test. Where we see, for day to be day, we need sun. And for night to be night, the sun has to go away. And for there to be no hunger, there has to be food. And for there to be no thirst, there has to be water. For there to be no disease, there has to be medicine and doctors. But the question is, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? The one who takes away your hunger, and the one who takes away your thirst, and the one who brings light, and the one who takes light, the one who brings darkness. This is all at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hunger is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brings down. And He is the only one who is able to do that. When Talut went to fight Jalut, so they came to a river. He says, Inna Allaha mubtalikum binaharin. Allah now is going to test you. Allah wants to divide you, to distinguish between who is Allah's and who is not. Inna Allaha mubtalikum binaharin. Faman shariba minhu falaysa minni. The one who drinks from it, the one who quenches his thirst from it, then he is not amongst our group. So, fasharibu minhu illa qalina. They drank of it except a few people. Those people who drank, their thirst increased. Those people who did not drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their thirst. So now when they cross the river, some of them cannot go on. Because whenever they feel thirsty, they go back to drink water. And whenever they drink water, the thirst increases. So they are left behind. Those people who did not drink, their thirst was quenched. So now they are saying, Kam min fi'atin qalilatan ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'idhnillah. How many times has a small group, they have defeated a larger group? But the formula is what? Bi'idhnillah, by the permission of Allah. How many times has this happened? That a small group has defeated a bigger group by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is posing the question every day. Man Rabbukum, who is your Lord? So when we do our stuff, we have to go out for our rizq. But who is the Razzaq? When we are sick, we have to go and look for Shifa. But who is the Shafi? And when we are in fear, then who is the Hafidh? We go look for security and probably carry a weapon and so on. But who is the Hafidh? This is the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-dhahir, the apparent. In everything you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well, the batin. Al-batin, He is the hidden. In everything He is hidden. In medicine He is hidden. The doctor is hidden. In the weapons He is hidden. If He wills it, the weapons can help you. And if He doesn't will it, the weapons cannot help you. It might be the cause of your harm. Two people, one takes the medicine, he is cured, and the other takes and he has an allergy and he dies out of it. They say some complication happened. That thing that you thought that is going to cure you, it is the reason for your death. Allahu Akbar. So, the test is how we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of this. It is a very, it's a big test. And if we are in the wrong environment, then we all fail this test. Two people. One of them is woken in the middle of the night by his wife. He says, the child is in a dire situation. He's sick. We need to go. So straight away, he goes towards his car keys. And the mother, she goes towards the cupboard, searches some clothes, prepares the child. And they go both to the doctor. The doctor gives them some kind of medicine. The child has it. MashaAllah, he's cured. They come back. You ask him. He's somebody who says, La ilaha illallah. Somebody who prays his salah. Who cured your son? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured my son. And another person, the same thing happens. When he wakes up, he goes, looks for water, makes wudu. And the wife goes, looks for water, makes wudu. They pray two rakas. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They give some sadaqah. Then they take the child. They go to the doctor. He assigns some medicine. The child is cured. They come back. You ask them, who cured you? They say, Allah has cured us. The first one, Allah came from the tongue. The second one, Allah came from the heart. If you want to know, how is the difference? Is if when he is not cured, what happens? The first one, they go to another doctor. They say the first makhluk was not good. And the thing that he prescribed, which is makhluk, was not even good. Somebody says, a better makhluk is somewhere else. So they go to that better makhluk. And he couldn't serve them. So they have to go outside. They go maybe to Europe, maybe to India, maybe to America. And they go all to those places. And then one makhluk says to them, you know, there is no cure for this thing. You have such a thing that the only thing is wait for death. Then what does he do? Then now he comes to the masjid. Goes to the Mawlana, says, Mawlana, make dua for me. Yes? And Mawlana says, do this, do that, do that. But the second person, when he did not work, what does he do? He prayed two rakats, now he prays four rakats. He gave 10 rounds, now he gave 100 rounds. Then they go back, maybe to the same makhluk, maybe to a different makhluk. If he doesn't work, they give more sadaqah, and they make more dua. Probably they buy some zamzam water. Probably they do this, they do ruqya, they do that. Then they go back to the makhluk. If it doesn't work, then they say, this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah willed it, he will have been cured. Allah is not willing it, he can't be cured. They only plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody dies, he goes into the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. When he goes into the grave, we are going to harvest that which is in the heart. So the question is going to be asked, Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? If an effort has not been made on the heart, then he has many Rabs in front of him. Because when he was young, his mother was a Rab. And then he realized that his Rab, yes, is underneath another Rab, which is the father. Then he realized that this Rab as well, yes, is restricted to another Rab. Maybe his work, maybe his boss. And then he realized that he needed another Rab, a certificate. Then when he became old, he relied on his son. Then this is another Rab. And all these Rabs, they controlled his life. They told him when to sleep and when to wake up. What to wear, what to eat. If they said you needed to shave your beard, they shaved it. They said you needed to take out this cloth that you are wearing, he takes it out. Says there is no hijab, they take hijab out. They say you have to mingle with women, he does that. Says you need to touch this, he touches that. This Rab controlled his life. Whatever they told him, he did so. So when he is asked in the grave, Man Rabbuka, he can't answer. He looks and he sees so many Rabs. And he says, ah. But if in this dunya he made an effort, says, Allah is the creator, Allah created me, Allah is the Razik, Allah gives me rizq, Allah is the Hafid, Allah is the... He's always Allah, 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 Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Those people say, Allah is our Rabb. Then they were steadfast in this. Until people call them mad. People call them, you know, it doesn't work like that. People say, Allah does each and everything, but you need a shop. Allah does each and everything, but you need medicine. Allah does each and everything, but you need weapons. They put Allah first, and then they negate, but. So they negate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they put forward their Rabb. But the one who has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, La ilaha, la raziqa, la khaliqa, la malika, la shafiya, la hafidha, la nasira, la qahira. And then he establishes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He negates everything, then he establishes Allah. These people, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika, at the time of death, the malaika come to usher them. They say, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your friends and we are going to be your friends. Now have no fear, have no worry. They are going away. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. When they die, they pronounce La ilaha illallah. One person came, and he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make dhikr until people call you what? A madman. He said, nowadays if you take a tasbih and go into a corner into the masjid and you make a lot of dhikr, they don't say you are mad. They say he's a saint. He says, but when you go to the shops and say, the shop does not do, Allah does. The farm does not do, and Allah does. Your money does not do, Allah does. Then they say, this person has a little bit. He's lost it, isn't it? Look at him, he's lost it. So we say Allah, 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 until it travels from the mouth to the heart. When that happens, then in everything we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have Allah, you have everything. You don't have Allah, you have nothing. Those people who thought money does everything, they have tired themselves in that. From when they are young, from when they started to speak, until they become old, they've become the slaves of money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ta'isa abdu dinari wa dirham wal qatifati wal khamisa." He is destroyed, the slave of dinar and dirham. He is destroyed. He has got khasara, the slave of dinar and dirham, because some are the slaves of dinar and dirham. They do what dinar and dirham ask for them. They stay up when dinar and dirham tells them to do so. They stay away from their wives when he says so. They stay underneath the sun. It burns them, but they are okay. They go hungry, it's okay. Everything, they are ready. When the dinar and dirham says, come, they say, labbaika wa sa'adika. This is their Lord. Even though they say, la ilaha illallah. The test of it, many of them when they die, they don't pronounce the la ilaha illallah. When they do, it goes on TikTok and so on. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There was a time when somebody cannot pronounce it. They used to call the Prophet. The Prophet was called, he says, this youngster cannot pronounce. We see that he's dying, but he cannot pronounce it. This was the big thing, that somebody is dying, he cannot pronounce it. Today it has become a big thing. When somebody dies, he says, La ilaha illallah. It should be a given that when a Muslim dies, he says, La ilaha illallah. Man qala la ilaha illallah. Man kana akhiru kalami, La ilaha illallah. This is the proof he's a Jannati. When he dies, and while he's dying, he's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either through what he says, or either through what he's doing. He dies in salah, he dies in sajda, he dies in ibadah, he dies in the path of Allah. Then we know, mashallah, he's the slave of Allah. But you die in bed, you die in a hospital, you die while you are working. How do we know? Everybody says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, may Allah have mercy on him. But nobody can say, mashallah, you know, him, Allahu Akbar, him, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because all of our lives we spend them what? As slaves of the dinar and dinham. Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake us from this slumber. So, an effort is needed. Efforts of the Anbiya alayhim salam came so that this person can become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is number one. He is our first priority, our first maqsood, our first matlub, our first love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who have belief, then their love for Allah is extreme. Not their love for their wives and shops and whatever is extreme. For Allah, they are ready to give up everything. For them, they feel that one life is cheap to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wish they had as many lives as the hair on their body. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Waditu, I wish that I was went out in the path of Allah. I was killed, gave back life. I was killed, gave back life, and I was killed." This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes. And one Sahaba started crying. He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I wish I had as many lives as the hair on my body. I'm crying that I have only one life to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When an effort is made. So, you should be expecting now. Anytime now. Another prophet is going to come to make an effort, innit? We should expect, because the halat that are outside is so bad. Allahu Akbar. So anytime now, another prophet is going to come. Is that what's going to happen? No. The last prophet, the seal of the prophet, he came. And his ummah was given the responsibility of the prophet. The day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Ghar Hira, he came down as a prophet. He did not come as a messenger. When he was in the house of Khadija, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a messenger. And he says, "Ya ayyuhal muddathir." Now he's been given a message. "Qum fa'andir," stand up and warn the people. "Wa rabbaka fakabbir," and your Lord you magnify. So he started. He started with his wife, she became Muslim. And then, his slave boy Zaidi became Muslim. Then the one who was, he was looking after Sayyidina Ali, he became Muslim. His best friend Sayyidina Bakr, he became Muslim. So straight directly, he made da'wah to them, four people became Muslim. On the first day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came back with five people to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, "O Prophet of Allah, this is Uthman, this is Zubair ibn Awam, this is Uthman ibn Abdurrahman ibn Auf." He came with five people. The best of all creation, he calls to four people. And the one who is underneath him, he brings five people. This is Allah showing us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah qad ba'athani rahmatan lin-nasi kaffa." Indeed, Allah has sent me as mercy to all the people. The next statement says, "Addu anni rahimakumullah." Go and deliver on my behalf. May Allah have mercy on you. The Prophet of South Africa has never been here. The Prophet of America has never gone there. The Prophet of Asia has never been there. In fact, after prophethood, the farthest place he's been is Tabuk. And Tabuk is still in Saudi Arabia. This is the prophet of, such a period. It has superseded all the periods of all the other prophets. No prophet's period has been over 1,000 years. His has gone that. His place of work has covered more area than all the other prophets combined. Allah Akbar. But he has only never been outside one country. Why is that? Allah says in the Quran, "Qul, O Prophet of Allah, say, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ, this is my path, this is my way of life. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, I call towards Allah with wisdom, with hikmah, with knowledge. This is my objective in life, to be the caller towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, me and the people who follow me. All the people who say, Muhammad is my leader, his way of life should be that. His maqsad of life should be that I am the representative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my area. I look at how the Prophet worked. How was his day? How was his night? How was his qualities? How did he deal? This is my way of life." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life, the day was explained by the Allah. He says, "Inna laka fil nahari sabhan tawila." In the day, you have, to swim a lot amongst the people. And Allah explained it by swimming, not by walking, talking. Because if you talk, you get tired, you're silent. If you walk, you're tired, you stop that. If you're running, you stop that. But if you're in the middle of the ocean and you're swimming, if you get tired and you stop swimming, what happens? So the da'i never stops making da'wah. The call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute you stop, then batil comes. But once you're doing da'wah, no matter how big the batil is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Bal nakhdifu bil haqqi ala al batil fayadmaghuhu fa idha huwa zahiq." The batil cannot stand in front of haqq. But when there's people of haq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. We have prescribed upon you your deen. I've prescribed upon you that which I have prescribed and ordered Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that which I revealed to you, O Prophet Muhammad, and that which I have prescribed to Ibrahim, Musa and Isa. These are the five greatest messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says to us, I have prescribed upon you and I have ordained upon you that which I have prescribed and ordained upon them. What is that? An aqimu deen, that you establish deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to fast. Allah has ordered us to do zakah. Allah has never ordered us to do salah. Allah ordered us to establish salah. The establishing of salah, build masajid. Put somebody to make adhan, go out. Make an effort so that there are people here to pray. So when we do that, inshallah, we get saved. When we go into the grave, an effort has been made on our hearts, it is easy to say Allah is our Rabb. And the byproduct, yes, is that also the ummah is being saved. Your wife will be saved, and your children will be saved, and your neighbors will be saved, and your country will be saved. Wherever the sahabas went, because they said, this is my maqsad, that country is a Muslim country. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, it wasn't even the whole of Saudi Arabia. But in a few time, you know, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Libya, Egypt, Algeria, Sudan, wherever they put their foot, they became what? A Muslim country. And we are born in these shores for so many generations, and we can't even make one village, all of it a Muslim. Why? Because we have not made it a maqsad. What is our maqsad? Allah says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I do not ask them to bring me risk. I did not create you so that you can collect risk for me. Because it looks like we are here for the collection of risk. So we need to wake up and realize our. When you wash clothes, you wash the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the clothes become clean. But which is the part that becomes the cleanest? It is your hands that become the cleanest. So we go out and give da'wah to other people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectifies us first. We have the hidayat of other people is not in our hands. But we can ensure the hidayat of one person. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you make an effort, then لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. He made two emphases. We will most definitely guide them. We will guide them. Why? How many paths? In Salah, we say, Ihdina as-sirata, guide us to the path. He says, we will guide them to our paths. Many paths. That is why Sayyidina Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when he was asked, people have differed in this opinion. What do you say? He says, go and look at the people who are out in the path of Allah. Whatever they say, whatever they're doing, they are the most guided person. So we're ready for that, inshallah. So we need to give time. We need to spend everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Our time, our wealth, our abilities. Some people have given abilities of, you know, planning, logic. Some people, they have been given ability of bringing people together. Some people have been given ability of making dua. Some people have been... All these abilities, your strength, your youth, everything. And then your experience when you are older. When people look at you, they feel sorry for you. That as well is the capability and ability. Allah has. You go to them, they feel sorry. This person came all this way to come and visit me. I cannot let him go back by himself. You know, once a jamaat of blind people says him, he's going to fall. Says let him fall. So when he falls, Allah has mercy on him. When he has mercy on him, he will have mercy on the ummah. So we're ready, inshallah. We give our time, inshallah. With mujahada. When our time comes, we give it. We don't wait until the dunya gives us the opportunity. You know, he says, I'm ready when my dunya gives. So you are the slaves of dunya. But you say, I'm the slave of Allah. Now is the call. I must go out in the path of Allah. And who looks after my dunya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after your dunya. We're ready, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. So inshallah, they say when you take lemon and you put it with water, isn't it? They mix together. So this is like 3 days, you know. You always have a mixture of this and that. So the minute we don't want to get mixed, so it's like water and oil. No matter how much you mix it together, water and oil stays apart. So this is like 4 months. When we go out for 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will change our way of life. We'll still do whatever we are doing, but our maqsad will become different. We'll still be father, we'll still be shopkeeper, we'll still be businessman. But now our maqsad will be Allah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This only happens when we spend 4 months. And you don't know how much time you have left. Might be that you make your first move and you die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write you among those people. In England, there was a kid, 16 years old. So when he passed away, his mother always was seeing a dream that, you know, the adhab is coming to his grave, and when it was entering his grave, he comes out of his grave with a book and the adhab runs away. So always like that. She kept seeing this dream so many nights. So she went to the imam, neighboring masjid, says, I'm having this dream. The adhab is coming to the grave of my son. And he's trying to enter the grave. When he comes, then he comes out and he raises a book. And then it goes away. So then he goes, the imam, to the side, and he brings something. When she saw, it is the book. Says, this is the book that I kept seeing in my dream. So they look, they see the son, he wrote his name that he is ready to go out in the path of Allah. Only because of his niyat, he didn't go out in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them that. And in our place in Wito, same thing happened. Only 3 days jamaat. So they set up the jamaat, the person is ready to go out. And then we may need to check, everybody brought his, you know, gharama, nafaka. So he says, I have nafaka. I don't have nafaka, but I am ready to go. So they made mashur, they say, you make effort, get the gharama, then inshallah next time you go. So then they went out. So that night his friend who were out in the path of Allah, he saw him in his dream. And this person was in a lush area, green area, in enjoyment. So the minute he woke up, he phoned his phone. So the one who picked the phone was not him, somebody else picked the phone. He says, I need to speak so and so. So he says, so and so is dead, we are preparing his burial now. So only his intention to go out of the path, in the path of Allah, was the cause for his salvation. What if we make intention and then we go out in the path of Allah? Shaykh Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi, sahib hayatul sahaba, he says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to open for you the reward of this work, your heart will burst with happiness. In hadith of Sahih ibn Hibban, the sahabas were out in Ribat. They were guarding the lines of the Muslims, the borders of the Muslims. So they waited for the enemy did not come. So then it was decided everybody is going back home. So you know when people go back, the hustle and bustle and everybody, you don't need to make the skill twice. So everybody, but Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he stood up and he's standing still like that. So somebody comes to him, he says, Ya Abu Huraira, why are you like that? People are moving, what are you doing? He says, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, قِيَامُ سَاعَةٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ قِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ أَمَامَ الْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ. The standing of a little bit in the path of Allah is better than standing in front of Hajar al-Aswad on the night of Laylatul Qadr. The night of Laylatul Qadr is 1,000 years. It's around maybe 83 years. And in front of Hajar al-Aswad is 100,000. So 83 by 100,000 is 8.3 million years. For a little bit you're out in the path of Allah. You did dhikr a little bit, it is as if you've made dhikr for 8.3 million years. If Allah opens for you, won't you die out of happiness? Wallahi, you will die out of happiness. When they say to us, we make jokes with my friends, he says, you know, if I have this much hurul, I say to them, if I have 1 billion hurul ain issue, it won't be enough. Yes? For 8.3 million, for a little bit in the path of Allah, how much hurul ain is that? It's a lot. Isn't it? And that is why we cannot compete with the Sahaba. Yes, we can compete with the recitation of the Quran and also their Salah and also with the Dhikr. We can compete with them. We can do more than them. But we cannot compete in the Thawab they received because they did this effort as their Maqsad. And they gave everything for this effort. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises them when He said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. And the people who are first, and they were ahead of everybody amongst the who? The Muhajirin Ansar. Allah mentioned the qualities of Hijra for Deen and Nusra for Deen. And Allah says, and those people who follow in their path. Then Allah is pleased with them. Allahu Akbar. We say Sahaba, radiyallahu an. You do the effort of the Sahaba, Allah is pleased with you as well. So we're ready, inshallah. We write our names, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah? Barakallahu fikum. Who else is ready, inshallah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. When you go out in the path of Allah, you are in the hands of Allah, your family is in the hands of Allah. Allah takes upon Himself to look after your things. In the Hayat of Sahaba, it comes one woman, old woman. She went out in the path of Allah. She came back. One of her goats was missing. And you know how weaving material was missing. So she starts to say to Allah, oh Allah, I went in your path and these things I left for you. I come back, one goat is missing and my, you know the thing that makes cloth, the looming, you know, equipment, says that is missing. I want my goat and I want my equipment. So the next day she woke up, she had her goat and one like that. And she had her looping, you know, and one like that. When you do it for Allah, the path of Allah, Allah protects yourself. You leave these things in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have no fear. We need to learn to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can only happen if you throw yourself in the hands of Allah. So who is ready, inshallah, to throw himself in the hands of Allah and see what Allah can do for you? Who is ready, inshallah? Who is ready, inshallah? MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you in the path of Allah. Who is ready, inshallah? Haider. Who else is ready, inshallah? We write our names, inshallah. We get ready. Sometimes they say this is the month of staying in the masjid. Yes? This is the month of reading Quran. This is the month. If you're looking for the pleasure of Allah and you're looking for the thawab, there is no greater thawab than going out in the path of Allah. There is no bigger pleasure than bringing people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the person. When he sees the slave of Allah running away from Allah, he goes and takes him, brings him back. You know, once we had in a bayan, they said, Sayyidina Dawood said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you give to that person who calls towards you? He says, for every word, the qiyam, the standing in salah of 1 year, and also the fasting of 1 year. For every word he uses. 2-3 days ago we read the hadith. One person says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want you to give me a amal I can compete with the people who are out in the... The Prophet says, you can't. He says, no, please, give me a amal I can do. He says, you can't. He says, please, find me a amal I can do so that I can compete with the person who goes out. So he said, the Prophet, you can't do. Then after a while, he says, the Prophet, maybe... Yes, if you stand in salah, you don't break until he comes back. And you start fasting, you don't break until you come back. Maybe you can. So he says, who is able to do that? So he says, I told you, you can't compete with him. You can't compete with a person who goes out in the path of Allah. For 40 days, can somebody stand, pray salah until he never breaks? And he fasts and he never breaks? Or for 4 months? You can't. And then in the month of Ramadan, Sheikh Zakaria Ahmad writes that it's multiplied by 490 million. Every deed you do multiplied by 490 million when it's in Ramadan. How can you compete with that? But you want your samosas, then you want your pakoras, isn't it? Then you stay behind. And even these, subhanAllah, when you go out in the path of Allah, it comes to you. So who is ready, inshallah? Who is ready, inshallah? Barakallahu fikum. Who is ready, inshallah? Who is ready, inshallah? Barakallahu fikum. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah accept you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Ya Allah, make us understand, Ya Allah, wa maqsad in our life. Make us understand the deen, give us the understanding of deen, give us the understanding of this effort. Ya Allah, use us in this effort, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, make us love this effort. Ya Allah, put it in our hearts, put it in our body, put it in our blood. Ya Allah, make our family be used in this effort. Ya Allah, make our children be used in this effort. Ya Allah, take us to east and west, Ya Allah, for this deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. When the time comes to leave this world, Ya Allah, be it that we are in the path of Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, that you use us and don't exchange us. Allahumma istakhdimna wa la tastabdilna. Allahumma yassirlana al-awqat wa al-nafaqat. Allahumma istakhdimna li dinika. اللهم أرسلنا إلى مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم إنا نسألك الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين